This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Welcome in, friends, to Banana Ball Live on ESPN2. We've got a full house here at Rate Field.
Now coming to bat, please welcome AJ Burzynski! Please welcome Mark Burley!
And Mark Burley gets the job done throwing to AJ Burzynski.
Please welcome Paul Konerko!
With Metallica blaring,
please welcome Ozzie!
Words with our first face umpire, John Byrne.
And Ozzie Guillen dancing with the Savannah Bananas. What a funny world we live in.
What a weekend it was for the Savannah Bananas, and they have just taken the country by storm. It starts out as an idea. It starts out as something that's a little bit different, a little bit fun. And now it is a multi-million dollar business. And you got to see it up close. I, strangely enough, got to see the Bananas up close because they were here in the building. And seeing people have so much joy while watching something that is baseball-esque is pretty awesome.
It was. It's an amazing phenomenon, and we talked about it a bit the other day, of how Jesse Cole looks like P.T. Barnum out there in his yellow tails and the top hat, but it's got a piece of Cirque du Soleil.
And Bill Veeck.
Certainly, Bill Veeck, the longtime White Sox owner, and, you know, also some Harlem Globetrotters, and just what a fascinating thing. So we wanted to reach out to Brooks Boyer, the man in charge of so many things on the South Side with the White Sox, but really a marketing and promotions guy at heart, you know? And we thought we'd ask Brooks, who joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline, download the Circa app today, because Brooks is in charge of a lot of things over there now. But just from a promotional and marketing standpoint, how amazing is what they have accomplished and built, Brooks? And thanks for coming on with me and Lawrence.
Oh, great to hear you guys' voices. Thanks for having me on. And it was magical. It was baseball magic. And, you know, it really shows you how great this game is. And there really is something in this game for everybody. And, you know, although if the Savannah Bananas played, a major league team, the result would be a trouncing. Man, was that fun. And it was a great showcase for our game. It was a great showcase for the ballpark and for Chicago. And we couldn't be more appreciative of the Bananas trusting us to be able to host an event like that, that everybody walked away impressed and happy.
How does this happen? Like, what goes into them getting to be there at Rate Field and getting your legends to be a part of it?
Well, it's really interesting. The significant amount of credit goes to Mike Downey, who is our director of promotions. He came into my office. He was with Gareth Brenlin, who's his boss, and said, hey, we're going to apply for this. We really think that this would be amazing. And everybody agreed that it would be amazing, but there was quite an application process. Bananas came and did a site visit. We were able to put the economic deal together and get the state of Illinois on board, because, you know, remember, we're in a state-owned facility, and everyone won. Everybody got what they wanted, and I think who won the most were the fans of baseball and the fans of the Bananas. So this was a year-long process of getting it together, and, you know, all kudos to Mike Downey and his team and putting it all together so these fans could enjoy it.
How big is this endeavor from a business perspective, Brooks? If you can just, I'm actually just kind of curious as well. Like, is that a 500 person traveling party? 400? 700? Like,
no, it was about 100 people.
That's all.
You've got maybe a little less. You know, you've probably got 40 to 50 players. You know, then you've got, you know, the executive team that travels. What's amazing about what Jesse brought up, Jesse Cole, what he's done is he has a team around him. He is the sole proprietor. He has not taken on any investors. He has not taken on any sponsors. He's beholden to no one but himself and his wife. And they are really amazing people, visionaries. And, you know, he's got an executive team of 4 or 5 people and a group that travels around that they know how to set up the merchandise. They know they hire people from the market to run the merchandise. They have the ballparks do the concessions, the security, and the operations. And they know what they're doing. That's why they're expanding the teams. And you're seeing some of the other teams, the party animals and the tailgaters. While we were in Chicago with the Bananas and the Firefighters, we're playing in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And right now they're in Starkville, Mississippi. So they're growing up. Those two teams are growing up the way the Bananas did, start in smaller venues, build a base. Jesse's very visionary on wanting 1 billion baseball fans. So they're going to continue to grow and grow and grow and do what's in the best interest of the fans.
So, you know, it's interesting. I brought my nephew and my son, and both of them said, this is way more fun than any baseball game I've ever been to, right? That was their reaction. And it hurts my soul a little bit, Brooks. I like baseball. But, you know, and then you talk about the league that they're building, the fact that there's 4 teams, and next year I think that's going to be 6, and they got a little league. Are they a threat? Do you and do other MLB bosses see the Bananas in that league as a threat to MLB?
I do not. I see the Bananas as additive to the game. You know, there's always going to be a place. You know, obviously there's a lot for us to learn from the Bananas. And, man, have we been having a lot of conversations, you know, since they came in, of what is that fan experience like? And kudos to those players. Those are good baseball players that are out there. They're not big leaguers. They're former big leaguers that are out there. It is not a threat. It is additive to baseball. We should look at it as being additive, because there are fans that came to that game that now may come to a big league game. You know, I look at it, being a little bit selfish, is people got to come experience Wright Field for the first time, and how easy it is to get in and out of there, and how great the food is. And, you know, hopefully people will come back and say, you know, I want to see a White Sox game. Different, because at, you know, the inning breaks, it's almost like the Super Bowl. The inning breaks are, you don't want to leave your seat. So, you know, people aren't going to the concession stand or to the bathroom, because you really don't want to miss anything. That was my biggest takeaway, is, man, you just don't know what's coming. And we're not going to get our players to do choreographed dances and things like that. But watching how they interact with their fans certainly taught us a lot over the course of 2 days.
Did you connect Jesse with Chance?
No, interestingly enough, what Jesse does is he certainly asked, you know, our opinion on who are those former players that could take at bats that would buy into what they're doing. But he finds the musical acts, you know, by himself. He makes the contact with the formers. He really likes to keep that under wraps. There are very few people that knew who the players were that were coming in, and it was so great to see Burley and AJ.
Yes,
you know, as the battery, back in the park. And I just thought, if anybody hasn't seen it, AJ Pierzynski's Instagram post was really great. Just the fact that he said, you know, we're big leaguers, and you just want that one more at bat after you've been away in front of a packed house, and these guys were appreciative. Now, you know, Mark Burley, you know, may have needed a few cortisone shots after throwing, but you know, he was great. Ozzie was, man, this was built for Ozzie. Man, was it built for Ozzie. Just to see Ozzie dancing and having fun at the ballpark, it was really great to have our formers involved. And Chance put on a heck of a performance with the backup dancers being a bunch of baseball players.
Brooks Boyer is the Senior Vice President, Chief Revenue and Marketing Officer for the Chicago White Sox. Flat out emotional to see Burley pitch into AJ at Sox Park. Like, it was just, woo, that hit me. It hit a lot of people deeply. And as Lawrence mentioned, there's Chance the Rapper between innings doing an entire act as he walks down towards home plate. Fascinating. You mentioned some of your takeaways. What else are your takeaways? What do you, as a baseball mind, as a promotional mind, walk away thinking about the most?
Well, it's the connection. You know, what I think the Bananas have done is they have created using baseball as a unique connector to fans, you know, to the hearts and minds of fans. You know, they have brought Disney, you know, the Disney experience to the baseball park. You know, it's part entertainment, it's part baseball, it's part competitiveness, and it's like you guys said, it's part Cirque du Soleil. And you know, although we can't do all of that, what they do magically well is connect with fans. And you know, that's what our biggest takeaway is how do we make our fans that come to the ballpark, give them the experience? And we're never going to get to a part, you guys know, White Sox fans, you know Lawrence is a little bit off the bandwagon, but he can't take that foot. He's still on. That foot is still on. We're dragging him along. He can't get off. But when you go to the ballpark, it's got to be magical. It's got to be magical in some way. And even us, us three, we've been to thousands and thousands of baseball games. But, you know, there's still something magical about an empty stadium. Or when we see the grass, or we smell the hot dogs and the onions, you know, when the baseball can just grab your emotions. And we've got to do a better job of that, of grabbing the emotions of our fans and connecting them to the great game that we get to market. And, you know, I just look forward to continuing to grow the game, continue to grow our fan base, and the Bananas certainly help that.
Well, I was literally in Kansas City while this was going on, watching the White Sox. I was at the
bad series to go to.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like their ballpark, and I went to the Negro Leagues Museum, so it was a win for me. But right. But there was something I was thinking about while I was there, because I told Spiegs and Tanny about this, where I was sitting there, and it took a long time to get into the stadium, and I kept seeing a lot of young people there, and not like kids with their parents, like 17, 18, 19-year-old people there, and I'm like, would you look at this? Look at the youth coming out to watch a Royals-White Sox game on a Saturday evening. And then I realized that the reason that they were there is that there's a hot country singer that was doing a concert afterwards. But I kept thinking about that in conjunction with the Bananas. And, of course, like the concerts that the White Sox have been able to do after games. This has kind of become vogue over the last 5 years or so to have there be like a connecting thing to get people into the ballpark. And I'm curious on whether or not you feel like you've seen, and I know that how the team plays matters a lot, but whether you've seen a return of that, like if you've talked to people that maybe came out for the Flo Rida concert and were like, yeah, mm-hmm. I want to come back here for whatever's going on here.
Yeah, evolution. It's really entertainment evolution. You know, we've had an EDM artist, we've had country artists, we had Flo Rida this year, and I tell you what, Flo Rida was worth every single penny. Guy put on a great show. You know, we do look at the analytics of the tickets that are purchased, and know how many new people came to the game and experienced the game. We are always looking for that. I think what Milwaukee did this year when they had a, you know, I use this term loosely, old-timers home run derby. You know, it's guys that were retired. They brought back Ryan Braun and a couple guys and did a post-game home run derby, and Milwaukee fans absolutely loved it. You know, I'm trying to talk AJ and even Burley to come back to do something like that next year. I think our fans would love to see something like that. It just, you're always looking to give a little bit more value for the ticket than just a big league baseball game. And if we can do that on Tuesdays with our $5 Tuesday menus, or Saturdays when we have the great giveaways. By the way, Saturday's giveaway was built for you guys. It's a Dicka White Sox Bears looking sweater vest. They just built
what
for you guys.
What? How many? There's a lot going on in there. What's happening? You said Dicka sweater vest, White Sox.
Dicka
what else?
Sweater vest, but it says White Sox on it instead of Bears. It's as the kids would say, it's super dope. But it is always trying to find a little bit more value, knowing that we can't control. I think you guys have heard me say this before. You know, when you get grown men out there with a round ball and a round bat, we can't control what happens between the lines. But, you know, the Bananas do a terrific job, and it's something we strive to do, and every Major League Baseball team strives to do, is make that experience outside the lines as good as it can possibly be.
I mean, the dance party aspect of what they did between innings, Brooks, and really between every at-bat, like the walk-up songs continued into the at-bat and the pitchers didn't mind. Like, stuff like that is not replicable, right? There's a lot that's just not replicable, but there's got to be some that you find yourself considering for in-house entertainment, some of that stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, well, let's think about evolution. Why can't we play music when the pitcher is pitching? When the point guards are dribbling in the NBA games, there's music playing. You know, and maybe there are some things to learn as a league. You know, we have a very forward-thinking commissioner right now. Obviously, we made the bases bigger. We put in a pitch clock. You know, maybe there are some things that evolve for the fans, not necessarily just the rules of the game. So, everything should be on the table as we look to make baseball, you know, what it should be. And it should be a fun experience. Baseball has always been, is, and will always be about the fans. The fans are who pay, you know, these salaries for the players. So we should be doing everything, or looking at every way to make the experience as good as possible, just like the Bananas do.
Brooks, Speaks and I were talking a little bit before the show about the overall television contract that MLB has, and mm-hmm. that it seems like they're cobbling it together, and I think that that's good.
Yeah, there's news on that yesterday, Lawrence, but it's not official yet. So,
right.
But it's fascinating.
It's a fragmented thing that Major League Baseball might have to do. What do you hope happens when it comes to how people can view games, not just locally, but nationally, to help grow the game?
Well, I think Commissioner Manfred has done a terrific job leading the league in getting us to the point that we're at, because he sees it. We have to have our game accessible to as many people as possible, no matter where they are, is give people optionality to love the game. Let's look at a different league. If you look at the NBA, how many kids in Chicago are Warriors fans because of Steph Curry? It's because their league has done a terrific job of making Steph Curry available to fans around the country, around the world, for that matter. And I think Commissioner Manfred is really looking at how can we deliver our game to more people. And yeah, things are starting to come out of what a national package will look like, and that's where fans win. And going back to the Bananas, fans always win. We want our baseball fans to win as well.
Brooks, it's interesting. You know, it's an interesting moment in a lot of different ways for the game. And I love that you're open-minded and the game is open-minded about some of the things the Bananas are doing. It's jarring. And right now we got a texter saying, I don't want music while the pitcher's pitching.
But they're probably our age. Right. Like, yeah. They're probably our age. And there are rules. Like, the NBA has rules on when the music can be played and when it can't be.
I think it stops at midway through the shot clock.
Yes. So there are rules, but there are ways to tweak all of this stuff. And mm-hmm. the idea is to come up with ideas. and take what the Bananas are doing and what the White Sox and other MLB teams are doing to try and bring more people in.
And the White Sox, a wonderful part of the history and the legacy of the franchise is what Bill Veeck did, you know? Like all the different innovations and Jesse Cole has a respect for that. So I'm sure it resonated in other markets, but something about it being at your place resonated a little deeper.
Ironically, we had Bill Veeck Day the last week.
Yep.
We did a whole thing. Ron Kittle married somebody in 60 seconds. We had a live petting zoo. We had people on stilts. We had all sorts of crazy and fun things going on at the ballpark, all in a dedication as we celebrate 125 years to Bill Veeck. So, that's hey, listen, if Ron Kittle can marry in 60 seconds, that's fun at the ballpark.
Well, Brooks, we appreciate you jumping on. Thanks to Mike Downey, too, who was willing to jump on with us if we couldn't find you. And continued success with all of the different ideas, and we'll talk to you soon.
And, hey, guys, just really quick, thanks for having me. But, the players, may not be able to dance, but I do think a radio show dance-off would be pretty magical. So if you guys could just marinate on that, maybe ask some of your listeners if you guys might be willing to come do a dance contest, maybe against somebody, a morning show, something like that.
At your place?
Busted.
You're offering your place?
It's always available. Always available. Radio show, dance off, in between innings.
All right. We'll think about it. Definitely consider
you guys. Hey, don't forget about that sweater vest on Saturday. It would look good on you.
Thank you, Brooks.
We will not forget about it.
Have a good one.
Thanks, buddy. That's Brooks Boyer. Very excited. Very excited. The radio show dance-off. How would you do with that? I mean, I dance on stage all the time when I'm singing, just kind of feeling the music, you know what I mean? But like, dancing just to dance.
I was,
without a band. Can I bring a band?
You blew it, Spiegs. Let's be honest. You blew it. You could have just asked for the anthem.
You could have.
That would be my moment right there. Yeah.
You could have asked for it
Do it on air. Learn from Mitch. Ask for stuff on air, and that's how you get it.
Put the pressure on.
Yeah.
Well, I was recently out and about in my neighborhood at the Promontory in Hyde Park, and DJ Jay Illa, who is the Bears DJ, was doing a day party, which I am all about the day party. It was 4 to 8. It was awesome. And Herb Howard was there. And I looked, and it was like, the scene in Pulp Fiction where they call the wolf?
Yeah. And Harvey Keitel comes over?
That's what Herb Howard looked like, because he was on his way to the Jeezy concert, so he was dressed up. And so now his new nickname is the Wolf. So we were joking about that, and I am someone who can be moved to the dance floor with a great DJ. And Jay Illa is a great DJ, so I danced a little bit. He's got some video of it.
Wow.
I'm not uncomfortable dancing.
Good. All right, well, I think we dominate.
I will definitely
say that right now.
I'll definitely outdance Sylvie. Waddle, former wide receiver, you probably got dancer's feet.
Oh, I'll take care of Waddle.
All right, then you got him.
Yeah, and I got that. Who's got Eisen? I mean, well, he won't even be here.
Yeah.
So he's not local, so he can't make it.
So he can't be in it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
My vote's Grody, though.
Yeah, Grody.
Well, no, the winner
is secret weapon.
The winner is Layla. She was an actual dancer.
Oh, that's one who should. Yeah, that should be the head top.
Yeah, I was thinking we had to go against some of our own shows. You know what I mean?
Well, then we have no chance
against Layla and Marshall.
We have no chance.
Really?
Dark Horse Bruce Levine.
Well, current stage Marshall.
Oh, that's true.
Let's do this ASAP.
No, you're right.
There's an opportunity right now.
Let's do that ASAP Ferg. Let's do that ASAP Rocky. Whatever ASAP we got to do, let's do it.
And I know the secret weapon to get Layla off her game. It's to steal her nuts on Clark bag. That's what you do. You get that, and then she can't function.
I mean, it might, though, be like the last few minutes of You Got Served. It might anger her to the point where we get the best dance performance ever.
There's some South Park episode about a dance contest where the guy gets served, and he gets served so hard that he goes to the hospital, and there's an x-ray, and the doctor, I remember standing in front of the x-ray going, he got served, all right. Look at it right here. The worst of the serving is down here in the leg, but he also got served in the midsection. And I just, every time anybody says you got served, I think of that.
I would argue that the last 10 minutes of that movie is some of the most magical movie making ever.
What? Really? Okay, Caleb. All right.
I didn't say the whole movie. I specifically said the last 10 minutes of it. for a reason.
Okay.
Go watch it.
All right.
It's amazing.
The last 10 minutes of you get, do I need to watch the first hour and a half?
You just need to watch for someone to get served.
Oh, yeah.
Served.
Oh, you got served, all right.
Served.
The worst of the serving was here in the leg. Also got served in the midsection. Unfortunate for all concerned.
That's how you get served. When we come back, let's talk about the Bears, because we haven't yet, and we're going to rectify that. Because Ben Johnson did an interview. He talked about a lot of stuff, including the fact that you are going to see Bears starters on Friday against Kansas City.
Surprised?
I'm a little surprised, and in a good way. And you'll hear what Ben has to say about that next here on the Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Score. Spiegel at home.
Good vibes, baby.
Afternoons on the Score.
The Score is what it is, and the stats were, they were good. They were in our favor, obviously. But, you know, we were all about just playing clean football and playing fast. And the guys showed up, and they did a great job doing that. I thought one of the big parts of why we played the starters is week one, we're going to be at home on Monday night. And so going through our routine is staying at the hotel and what the day before the game is going to look like, day of the game going to look like. And I thought that's what I was proud about. Those guys, they showed up, they had an intensity about them, and they were ready to go. So, you know, I thought it was a really good exercise from that perspective. And you know, the game took care of itself.
It's Ben Johnson talking about some of the choices that were made. And there are even more choices now, with the Bears saying that their starters are going to roll out there Friday for the game against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, man. I did not think that was going to be the case. They've got, 3 weeks from this past weekend. Or let's see, was it 3 weeks from Monday, right? Because that was the 17th, Sunday. 18th was Monday. We're a little less than 3 weeks, right, Tanny? I was told there'd be no calendar math. Do you have this? Sean, can you look at a calendar, please? Sorry, we'll figure it out.
He's not with us.
No.
Yeah, I sent Sean away because he was having a problem with the math there. So I said, just take a breather.
Sean's no longer with us.
He's not with us.
That's unfortunate. It's too bad. I feel bad for Sean and his family.
Sean?
There he is.
When's the game? The Bears game. When is it? How many days away? How many seconds?
I think it's Friday, so let me hold on. I got to do more math.
No, that's
the
fine.
The actual season game.
No math. Oh, gosh.
But if we listen to what Ben said about that, and it makes sense for this game for the starters to play too.
Okay.
Because now we're going to do it like it's a road game.
Like it's a road game and like it's a short week because we're going to have those. So we're going to go through the entire process for sure. And then they've got to shut everything down and then rev it back up. So, you know, you've got an opportunity here to, you know, have it feel pretty good.
Well, then you've got to make cuts. Then because next Tuesday, I believe, you have to cut down to 53. So you have to do that. Then you have to I think that they're probably already in the mode of getting ready for Minnesota, like adding to like what the practices are probably like. They're maybe doing a little bit more simulation than they would.
Yes, Lawrence, by Tuesday the 26th at 3 Central Time, 3 p.m., right here in the middle of this show, the Bears and all NFL teams must reduce their roster to 53. So 53 is what it will be at that time. And yeah, you know, I think it's going to be pretty cool that they're playing on Friday. So you get a chance to see them and feel that as a fan. And overall, Ben's excellence as a coach is kind of back to being center stage for me, where we've been doing so much thinking about the Ben and the Caleb thing and a lot about is Caleb struggling and everything like that. But just overall, seeing that game plan and the way that the whole offense functioned in the preseason game
on
Sunday, I was just like, man, got the right guy. And as he continues to talk and do media and you hear what his mindset is, I feel really good about the guy the Bears ended up with.
Well hang on to those good feelings because you don't want to go overboard with it just because like it was really well executed. It was against second team. The whole team looked really good. You just want to like wait and see how some of this stuff plays out. As someone had reminded me, hey, you know, Eberflus was like 9-2 or whatever in preseason games while he was here. Hmm. And so, yo, let's just see how all of this stuff plays out.
I hear you. But to me, it's like the way that he was in Detroit for the turnaround there, and he sees how that was an entire structural, organizational thing with ownership and Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. Yes. And it's like trickling down to the team. He knows it has to be a holistic thing.
Well, that is one thing that I think that at least if you're comparing the apples to apples of other coaches that have been here, what I do like about Ben compared to his two previous predecessors is those guys walked in and they go, oh, well, this person coached with blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And this guy is a disciple of Nick Saban. And what I think that we're seeing so far with Ben is him actually taking the lessons from getting fired in Miami, taking the lessons of working in Detroit and some of the stuff that Dan Campbell does and put it together for what I think has been a well run. I don't know if it'll be successful as far as the Bears will be a good team, but I think their camp has been well run and there haven't been any real problems.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this time last year, we knew that there were problems. And I'm not talking about the players themselves, like on the field. And that's hard to figure out at this point. But the organization and just the silly stuff that doesn't necessarily resonate with us, but the idea of Ben setting a tone and being like, okay, yeah, you guys that want to sleep in your own bed, yeah, we're not doing that. Everyone's at the hotel. everyone. We're going to start this thing off with a real camp feel.
Yeah, I mean, this is the guy's first camp as the boss. And, you know, we can weigh in further once it's fully done.
Sure.
But in terms of the organization and the structure and how they've done everything with some innovations that are his, some different ways of doing things, I think he's crushed it.
We haven't talked about it a lot because we've been truncated, but Pam Oliver's first report right before opening kickoff when Ben told her that the team needed a mental makeover.
Yes.
like there's so much stuff going on here, like little things like that that we just kind of glossed over.
And Tanny, that's what I mean, because last year players pretty much did whatever they wanted. And look, I am pro player, but I also think that in some cases you had a guy who was taken advantage of in Matt Eberflus, and he didn't have the gravitas to fix it. His style was to be like, you know what, I'm gonna trust the players to do what they think is best, and I'm not gonna worry about it. And then you find out that all of those little mistakes, they snowball on you. And it makes it so that it doesn't look like you're in charge of mm-hmm. what's going on. And anyone that you talk to that works for the Bears will tell you the moment that he walked into that building, you knew who was in charge.
Yeah, it's just and Kevin Warren said it on the broadcast as well. This is a coach's league. It's a coach's league. So they went out and they got the coach and they gave him the money and the power. This is just a quick moment from the Kay Adams piece and the interview. And we're going to play a little bit more at 4 o'clock as part of Lawrence Holmes' book report, which I'm looking forward to.
You say that with a lot of disdain.
No, but that's why I added, which I'm looking forward to, because I was just having fun with the idea of a book report. But then I realized it would sound like I was being a jag, and I didn't want to sound exactly like that. I wanted to hide that better, my jagness. You know what I mean?
Well, rough day for you doing that.
Rough career.
Rough career. You know what, Chris? We'll take that outside. You and me.
He loves taking stuff.
You know what, Lawrence? You and Sean will take that outside. I don't need any of y'all. Screw all y'all. All right? So anyway, here's a little piece of Ben's talk with Kay Adams about his preseason game plan. Because a couple of guys in Detroit, Amon Ross St. Brown and another, were like watching the game. And they're like, oh, you know what? That kind of looks like some plays and some stuff that we ran. So this is them talking about it.
We're going to do what our guys do best. And I think we've got weapons in every room. You know, running back, tight end, receiver. And so it's going to be hard on us coaches to make sure that we're getting everybody the ball. You know, that's really what it comes down to that away. But yeah, I mean, right now, this is the same game plan in preseason that I've done for the past 4 years. So the play should probably look the same. We just dusted off an old one and the guys are going out there and executing them at a high level right now. So that's kind of the plan for the preseason. Once we get into the season, we'll have a little bit more fun.
So we've seen nothing yet is what I'm hearing.
No, just we want to see pad level. We want to see execution, get off. You know, all the boring stuff for everybody else is what us coaches want to see.
It's not boring. I love it.
So he's not wasting his time with like hardcore game plans. He's just rolling out the same stuff from every preseason, but he knows what he's comparing it to. I love that.
I love it too. Why would you sit there like racking your brain when you know that you have like a stable of plays that has clearly worked for what you're trying to accomplish during a preseason game, which is part of the reason why I'm like, it was really good, but don't go crazy with it. The second part is that when Kay was asking him about this game, like, hey, are we going to see trick plays? He was like, he was dead. Like, no, no. Like, we still have to earn that. We still want to keep some of that stuff in our back pocket. And that says to me that he is forward thinking.
And Lawrence, he's not concerned with showing you his geniusness. He knows there'll be plenty of time for that.
Once they get to a place where he's comfortable. And uh-huh. Look, there's been stuff in practice. Like, they've done stuff in practice, but it's different than deploying it like in a game with your personnel so that everyone can see it. I like it. I like the way that he has approached this, and it's worked out really well.
I'm looking forward to Lawrence's book report at the top of the hour, even if it sounded like I didn't, folks. Trust me, I am.
He hates that I read.
Who has time to read these days?
It's like Caleb stuff, though.
It makes me feel dumb.
I went through and got all the Caleb stuff for people.
Fancy book learning.
Look, it's okay. Like, he doesn't know how to read. Okay. Now we found out like this. It's okay. You made it this far and it's okay.
I think it's pretty impressive that I did actually.
He can read music.
Yeah. No, I can actually. I can, but not.
Wait, you can't read music?
Just not words. No, I just can't.
What are you, Nick Cannon from Drumline?
That's exactly it. You found me out.
Just to put a bow on this, sir, I do have some breaking news here. So the Bears and Vikings, it is Monday, September 8th.
Thank you for that breaking news.
And we have exactly how many minutes there are until that day.
Exactly how many minutes? That's 27,577 minutes. Of course, that's 19 days, 3 hours, and 37 minutes. That, of course, was at the time of 3:38 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Colston Loveland created a memory by singing in front of the team. You're going to hear it. And there's something about that song that he sang that I have an issue with. We'll talk about it next here on The Score.
I'll tell you.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, we went on a visit to Michigan with Ben and Jimmy Dre, and we spent time with him, and you could tell when he was moving around that facility and out Arbor, everyone that saw him lit up. There's something special about the human being. Which is always a good thing, because you know, if that his game and the personality and the leadership piece all comes together in one package, you got something special in your hands.
Baby, I just don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? I know you smell the perfume, the makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories.
So Colston Loveland apparently loves this song by Mario, "You Should Let Me Love You," which is a great, great song.
And Ryan Poles said that when he saw Colston, Michigan, he was the man.
He was the man. And he was the man when he was singing in front of the rest of his teammates.
Baby, I just don't get it. I don't know if you enjoy being hurt. I know you smell the perfume. Okay, the makeup on his shirt.
I mean, that is getting the crowd going.
That's the key in those situations when you're a rookie. The key is to choose a song that people know.
So, and he chose kind of a retro song, early 2000s R&B slow jam. And he chose one that reaches across the aisle from a cultural perspective. Very smart to do it that way, too.
It's when Beamer sang Fantasia's joint, "When I See You." And like the whole locker room was like, "Wait, what is going on right now?" But shout out to Colson Loveland. I have a fundamental problem with the song, though.
Okay.
With one particular set of lyrics inside of the song by Mario.
Are the $99 and it's a shame.
Don't even know what you were. So the line is, "You're a dime plus 99, meaning she's a 10, right? But
No, it means you're a buck 09.
Correct. When once you add the 99 cents,
yeah,
she's only worth $1.09.
Oh, but you can't resist that rhyme of dime and 99.
You just could have gone a different way.
Yeah.
You're
a dime plus 99 and it's a shame. Don't even know what you're worth. Well, he doesn't say that she's just a buck. I mean
honestly, that's like kind of just fun with numbers.
It is fun with numbers, but it's annoying.
She's worth $1.09. And you know, that's a very common saying. Look at that chick. She's $1.09.
She's she's what they put the Whopper on sale for occasionally. $1.09.
That chick, she's cute. She's 16 cents shy of a buck and a quarter.
It's almost similar to the controversy over what is Lloyd saying in his song. Is he saying she's fine too, but I want you, or is he saying she's 5'2"? But I want you.
Yeah, we had some of this on a hit and run on Sunday. Sean Sears played "Big Old Jet Airliner" by Steve Miller. And once I was told that some people thought it was "Big Old Chet Had a Lighter."
He did.
That's just all I've ever heard.
That's right, Chicago. He had one.
It was in his fur coat.
It was next to a Diet Coke in his fur coat.
I used to be the man around here.
Uh-huh. So Mario liked it, though, right? Mario was a fan of Colston's version.
I mean, first of all, it just takes me back to being 18 years old singing a song with the same type of intention, right? The song was made for the conversation, right? Let me love you. You know, I made it simple. We made it simple so that anybody can sing it. You know, I go to shows and I have girls singing it, guys singing it. Everybody can take that song and interpret it how they want. He swagged it out.
That's tremendous. He made it simple so anybody could sing it. Dudes from Idaho play tight end.
And it's great because then if you're someone who watches that, you're like, "What? Why does Colson Loveland like this song?" And then maybe you go check out the actual Mario. I'm sure it got him some extra streams last week, which probably made him a dime plus 99.
Yeah.
Because those streams do not pay a lot.
With that buck 09, you can get yourself a Whopper occasionally.
Like, women love that song, but that line is like, "Wait, so what do you say? That I'm cheap?" You're a dime plus 99, and it's a shame. Don't even know what you're worth. No, you don't even know what you're worth.
That's
you're
lovely.
Worth $1.09.
Well, but you're more than a dollar. Sometimes you act, you walk around, you don't realize you're worth more than a dollar, baby.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Very loving. Good job, Colston.
We made all sorts of references in that segment. If you got all of them, congratulations. You get 200 points.
Congratulations.
Well, hopefully your hearing is going
to
be fine.
That's a good idea to set up like a reference bank. Like if you get the references, if you check in, we should could do it with like a Twitter account. Sean, get on that, would you?
Hold on. Okay, what was that again?
I often will give people points inside of the Twitch stream.
Yeah, sure.
When they
get
something.
Oh, it's my favorite thing. And if somebody texts in, they're like, "They got the reference." I'm like, "Just for you."
That was just for you.
Just for you.
Right, why
some
not?
Kind of point system here. All right, perfect.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
I'll make a Twitter account around that.
Sean, good job, buddy.
This is like a live hit and run. I love it.
As opposed to all the
he's
other
running the south side already betting on these. He got the odds. Oh, he's calling in. He's calling
in. Here comes
in.
Team of the moment. Here it comes. It's the Bears. You knew it. You knew it all along.
I just finished reading American Kings.
Folks, American Kings is the Seth Wickersham book about quarterbacks that is full of Caleb and Carl stuff. And Lawrence has read this very readable book. It's a big, helping, friendly book.
And it's got, you're going to help us with a book report.
And I've annotated it. There's some interesting stuff in here about Caleb, the Bears, how the Bears convinced him to stick with them. There's a lot of stuff we'll share next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.